Create Art Podcast Project. National Poetry Writing Month 2024, Day 17. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I bring my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So it's April of 2024 when I'm recording this, and that means it's National Poetry Writing Month. And poetry has been something that I've been doing since 1988, and it's really important to me because it's the first art form that is of my own discovery that has really helped me to express inner thoughts and inner feelings and connect with an audience. I was in music before and, you know, painting here and there, but poetry was really my chance to kind of explain myself to the world. And I've been doing it for such a long time that it's really become a part of me. So with National Poetry Writing Month, I discovered a website a long time ago. It's NAPORIMO, NAPORIMO.net. And what they do is they give you a prompt every day for the entire month of April. So that's 30 prompts, 30 poems, 30 days. And a few things of why I really like it. One, it helps me exercise my poetic muscles, so to speak. And then two, in the comments section under each day, you can discover new poets that you would have never gotten a chance to meet if it hadn't been for this. And it really develops a sense of community. And that is vital to any artist that's out there, is to have that community, have that supportive community of people who get what you're trying to do. Now, this is my fifth year in a row for the podcast to do NAPORIMO. I've done it previously in different years, but this is the fifth year in a row, and it's really something special to me. My plan is to take a look at the past 5 years of participating in it and to create a book later on this year of the best poems and put into a book. So if you have any favorites, if you're listening to this and you have some favorites that you definitely want to see in the book, let me know. Email me and I'd be happy to consider putting those poems in the book. So let's get started with the prompt for today. It's optional as always, but today I'd like to challenge you to write a poem that is inspired by a piece of music and that shares its title with the piece of music. For an example, there is A. Van Jordan's Que Sera Sera and Adrian Majetka's Solvay Sia Il Vento. I don't speak whatever language that is, but it looks a lot of fun. For mine, I am doing Jupiter, the Bringer of Jollity. And this is inspired by Holst's The Planets, which is one of my favorite orchestral pieces that I listen to and that I've actually performed on stage. And this is my favorite movement out of it. It's called Jupiter, the Bringer of Jollity. I do have a link in the show notes to a YouTube video of it if you'd like to listen along as you read through it or as you hear me perform this piece. But definitely check out the whole thing of Holst's The Planets. And this one, the one that I have linked to is the Chicago Symphony Orchestra version of it by Levine. To be born as the father of the gods was born in such a similar way brings us both to level ground. I can only imagine that these were the sounds echoing through the universe to mark both of our births. When the members of the orchestra reach that point of the crash, I am transported to that fateful day. After the birth, the horns come in and coddle the youngster, making them warm and feel comforted, the safest place in the world. The march of time starts. The fun times of youth are sprinkled here and there with the sounds of flutes and triangles. The first challenge is encountered, and the refrain returns of warmth and comfort. The march picks up, the pace quickens, and the birth of our progeny happens. All is silent. and the process begins again. And the pace slows back down. And we enjoy the moments, basking in the pride we feel, trying to make these moments last forever. We get to encounter what our predecessors felt when they held us. The march slows as our bodies age. The greatest things happen. And we, instead of watching our growth, we watch theirs. And then the process begins. And we as grandparents are doubly blessed. We see the process happen again and again if we are lucky. And we look to see the process happen one more time. To establish our place in eternity as we march towards oblivion with our head held high. The bellows of the tuba mark our last breaths. And we die at the birth of the next generation. And then there is utter silence for us. But a promise for those who come after. So that's my submission for today. That's the poem for today. I love this piece of music. It's one of my favorite pieces of music. I wish it was our national anthem because it would be the most beautiful national anthem that is out there that has ever been conceived. Take a listen for it for yourself. I would definitely like to hear your thoughts on the piece of music. Especially Jupiter, the bringer of jollity, and you know what your thoughts on this poem are. For me, it's a birth kind of poem, and it's a life kind of poem. So that's my big thing behind it, and that's the wonderful thing that music can do for you as well as poetry. It can really break down things and describe them to you. So to reach out to me, just email me, timothy@createartpodcast.com. Love to hear what you're working on. Love to hear your poems. And if you're participating in NaPoWriMo, definitely would love to hear that. And if you have any critiques of the show, would you like to hear more of something, less of something, more guests, less guests, whatever that may be, feel free to reach out to me. I do read all the emails. And I do want to make this a 5-star podcast for you where you can go and get some inspiration and get some ideas to help you in your creative pursuits. Now, I do have an ask for you. If you would, on your podcast app of choice, if you go ahead and hit that share button with a friend that would benefit from this, I'd greatly appreciate that. You know, some of the best podcasts that I've ever experienced are ones that were recommended by friends. And that's the best way to grow a podcast and to spread whatever goodness you can bring into the world out. So definitely feel free to go ahead and do that. Speaking about sharing a podcast with a friend, I run another podcast called Find a Podcast About. You can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. And that's where I listen to many podcasts and then report back to you with what I've found. A lot of times I'll have an interview with the host so that way they can tell you behind the scenes stuff that are happening with their shows. And you can also find out new things that they're going to be doing and what's the inspiration behind their show. Again, that's Find a Podcast About. Find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. All right, that's all I have for you today. I do want to thank you for taking a listen to this podcast. And you know what I'm going to say next? I want you to go out there and tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. Go out there. Listen to some really good classical music, like Holst, The Planets. Write some poetry about it. But go out there and create some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you tomorrow.